Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show's got a theme, and today's theme is learning new things. Each of my guests will teach us about his or her forte. My first guest is a literary agent with decades of experience who will share with us her secrets of polishing a book to find a publisher. We'll preview what she teaches at her fiction writers boot camps. My second guest knows what it takes to be a strong leader. He's the retired executive vice president and chief operating officer of Microsoft Corporation. He's identified the 10 steps that will make any leader courageous and bold. We'll discuss his latest book titled, What's Holding You Back? My third guest is a former Sunday school teacher turned investor known as the Moses of Wall Street. He shows us how we can make 25 to even 75% on our money in 3 to 9 months with 97% accuracy. We're going to discuss his Bible-based investing system. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Toni LoPopolo is a literary agent. She brings book publishing a resume that began way back in the 1970s. She began in the publicity department at Bantam Books. She has worked at Harcourt Brace and Jokanovich, Houghton Mifflin, Macmillan, and St. Martin's Press. In 1991, Toni opened literary management and sold books for authors to all of the major publishing houses. Toni is known for her fiction writing boot camp workshops, where she helps first-time novelists to master the skills needed to successfully write book-length fiction, and she aids nonfiction writers to produce compelling narrative nonfiction using fiction techniques. Welcome to the show, Toni. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you, Bill.
Well, thank you for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. It's always fun to talk to a thought leader, somebody who's been so deeply involved in industry as you have. And let's just start right at the beginning, shall we? There were somewhere between 400 and 550,000 books published in the year 2010, depending on whose figures you believe. Now, these figures represent that more than 1,000 books per day are being published. There are only 6 major publishing houses remaining in New York because they all own one another in consolidation and so forth.
Right.
And there are about 3,000 to 4,000 mid-sized publishing houses throughout the United States. And according to the Book Industry Study Group, about 86,000 small independent publishers. Now, what concerns me, Toni, about this is we're seeing sort of triple threat demise here. The demise of the publishing houses, the demise of bookstores, because we just saw Borders closed last week, and the demise of readers. So against this backdrop, you're teaching would-be authors how to prepare and package their books to sell to the major publishers. Tell me, with all of this negativity that's floating around the industry, what motivates a would-be author to tackle these seemingly insurmountable obstacles?
Well, if you go on Amazon and look at the books, you're surrounded by books. I don't think books will ever end. You know, we'll always have readers. I think there are a lot of readers in the United States still. I don't think there's a demise of readership. Some of the big publishers, I think, are scared and in a little trouble, but they're reconnoitering. And for a new writer, you know, I only take on clients who have passion to write. And if someone is scared and runs away, that means they're not a real writer. I like to work with people who, when they get up in the morning, they have to write. And that's what I call a writer. And so those are the people I help to sharpen up their writing skills, so that they can get the attention of a major publisher, if we can get their attention, or some of these new publishers who are springing up, who I am just in awe of because they are all about marketing, whereas you talk to any published author from a big house, they say, well, no one did any marketing. So there's a lot of hope, I think, for writers, a lot.
Well, that's encouraging. Tony, give us the names of some of these new encouraging publishing entities that you're talking about, because that sounds exciting.
Well, I have a partner who helped me, who we teach together. We teach the boot camps together in California. His name is Shelley Lowenkopf, and I sold his book called The Fiction Lover's Companion to a new publisher whose business plan I really admired. I mean, I examined everything in that house and their marketing plan. And they are called Right Works Publishing, and they are situated in the Napa Valley. And they're going gung-ho on e-books, you know, like your book can go live before you even get a printed book. And they are printing on demand. In other words, if Borders, when they reconnoiter, which they will, because they've been bought, orders books from Right Works, they have to pay cash. They cannot go on credit. That's what ruined Borders. Now, Barnes & Noble paid cash. They're still in business. So they will. This Rightworks publisher will only sell to people and entities that pay cash.
Well, we like cash. Cash speaks, particularly in this economy, doesn't
it?
Yes. My guest is Tony Lopopolo. We're talking about the publishing industry and her upcoming boot camps that she's going to be having out here in California. Let me turn back around, if I can, Tony, for just a moment and talk more about the mentality of that first-time author. You mentioned you like to work with somebody who is, it's just their life's ambition to wake up every morning and write. What are some of the other characteristics that a first-time author should have if for you to work with them and to get you excited about representing them?
Okay, well, one of our boot camps is called The 10 Most Common Mistakes First Novelists Make, and so that's, we'll go through those 10, you know, not today, but in the boot camp. Here's what I found. When I was an executive editor at St. Martin's Press, and before that, Macmillan, I was given manuscripts, you know, sent manuscripts from agents, and it wasn't until I became an agent that I realized that the agents filter the manuscripts. In other words, if they're not well written, they don't take them on, or they work with them to make them better, but they sent the best to the editors, we editors in New York, right?
Right.
So I become an agent, and I look at the stuff that I'm being, you know, that is submitted to me, and I said, these people are sitting down to write without learning their skills, mastering their skills. So there are basic skills that you must master to become a good writer. You can't just sit down and write, just like you can't get up on a stage and sing just because you can hum a tune. And people don't realize that there are skills to be mastered, and there are some great books they can buy to learn these skills, or they can take workshops, or they can take boot camps like the ones that I give with Shelley Lowenkopf, or, you know, other people give them too, and learn those skills and hone those skills. Because when you, the writer, send your manuscript to an agent, you are competing with people who are getting published, with the best writers. So you want the sharpest writing you can have. You want beginning velocity. In other words, grabbing the reader, the professional reader, on the first page. Writers will say, well, you know, the story really starts on chapter 7. Well, not today. It has to stop because of our attention span. Has to start on page 1.
Exactly. My guest is Tony Lopopolo. Tony, let me ask you this, because you've been around the industry for a while, and you've seen some changes, you've seen some evolution over the time that you have been involved in it. So I like to call this evolution over the last, say, 30 years, what Joseph Schumpeter calls creative destruction. And I want to ask you, what value does a publisher bring today? I mean, in the old days, they used to print the books, they used to put them into the distribution channels for bookstores like Borders, Barnes & Noble, and the independents. Borders is gone. Barnes & Noble is still there. Amazon is new. But the independents are falling by the wayside. So what does a publisher bring to the party these days?
Well, the publishers have to be very careful. I remember in the 70s when I worked at Houghton Mifflin and I published Even Colors Get the Blues by Tom Robbins.
Yes.
If you remember that.
I do.
Okay. The sales manager stood there and said, there aren't going to be any more hardcovers. The whole publishing business will go paperback. Well, it never did. Today we still have hardcover books. I don't think in our lifetimes, Bill, yours and mine, we will see the demise of the published book, the printed book. I think that the public will demand it for, I don't know how many generations, maybe one or two, But, you know, with the Kindle and with these e-books, I think things have really changed. I've seen diehards turn over, and especially people who travel, and download 50 books on a Kindle. That's where we are. And so the publishers, the big publishers, are going e-book. They're going all electronic. They're going to do less publishing of printed books and more marketing of e-books through marketing through the social networks. That's what they're going to have to do.
And that's the, some of the changes that you're seeing in the industry. Tony, let me ask you this, if we can, please.
Sure.
As you look over your at your boot camps, which you've been giving now for a long time, what changes have you made in the boot camp in the last 5 years, say, because of this changing publishing landscape that we've been talking about?
Well, we want you know, what I mentioned, beginning velocity.
Yes.
I mean, before, you know, people loved just reading writing. You know, there's the literary novel. That's going by the wayside, but there is a small market for it. I think that, you know, you can only write what you can write as a writer. You're going to bring something new in your own way. I think, I mean, I just signed up a client who's writing about zombies.
know, that's not new.
A young adult. That's what's really changed is the young adult market. If you go into any of the bookstores that remain, there's more square footage now for young adult than anything else. That is where you keep your eye. You keep your eye on young adult fiction and nonfiction. That's where the world is going for the next few years.
And do you think that's a result of the Harry Potter series of J.K. Rowling?
Well, that sure fit in there, didn't it? And we even have a name for it now. We call it woo-woo lit. You know, you have to have a little paranormal.
It has to be a little paranormal order to be mainstream.
Sightseeing auras, you know, and of course, raising the dead and zombies. So the kids just love it, and they lead the way. The kids lead the way. And so these new companies are getting the 22-year-olds as their marketing directors because of the social networks. They know just where to go to the tribe. You write a book about... you write a book about fiction writing, you go to the fiction classes, you go to the universities, you go to the workshops and the conferences, you know, marketing. Where the big six that you mentioned, they don't do that. They just publish them.
That's right. That
they
is
kick them out. You know, they kick out the books and then they go on to the next list. But they're really reconnoitering. You're going to see some changes coming.
Well, good. The industry is due for some changes. My guest is Tony LaPopola. We're talking about book writing boot camps, which she leads. Now, Tony, if somebody were to attend your participate at your boot camps, what would they expect to learn?
Okay. What they're going to learn are, you know, starting with your opening page, your first chapter, your familiarity with your characters and their development. You know, people have to learn how to block scenes. They have to learn how to visualize. Most people will write a novel and tell the story rather than show the story. So we really emphasize writing scenes. And we really hit that first chapter because that will sell your book,
The first chapter is the most important chapter. Now, in what ways does attending your boot camp, Tony, make you a better author, better equipped to sell your book to New York?
What we found is we take people from the level they walk in on and raise that level 4, 5, 6 levels up higher. And you see the lights go on. I mean, it's very intense. We start at 5:30 on a Friday, and we don't finish till 6:30 the next Sunday.
Wow, do you let them sleep?
We let them sleep and eat, and that's it.
My goodness, that is intense.
And it's so tense, and I can't tell you what it's like, Bill, to have 8 adults focused on every word you're saying. I mean, to teach adults is wonderful because they pay attention, you know, and they're there. They've paid their money. They're going to get everything out of it. And they support one another. It's a beautiful thing to watch. I can't tell you how great the dynamic is at these boot camps. You know, sometimes I get tears in my eyes with these people because they're so intense. And they learn. And you see, when like learning something like point of view, when the light goes on, that person will have that skill for their lifetime. Yeah.
That is amazing. My guest is Tony LaPopola, and she conducts training boot camps for book writers. Tony, if people are interested in what you have to say, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the boot camps, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
To my website, LaPopola Literary.
You're going to have to spell that.
Okay, L-O-P-O-P-O-L-O Literary.com.
ThePopoloLiterary.com. That is great. Tony, thank you so much for being our special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you.